Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 2 Staff Podcast. This week, we have our census on Monday, and from this point, we'll be able to finalise our staffing. We need to make sure that we have students here on that Monday and any students that are absent on that day, that we've got justified reasons for their absence. This is a really important day because it means that we're able to finalise our budget. Year-level assistant principals will be asking role class teachers to chase up any unexplained absence on that day with a phone call later on the Monday, and so hopefully we can finalise our numbers by Monday afternoon. From that point, leaders will be working through what staffing requirements they need for classes to make sure that we have the appropriate number of teachers and support staff in classes. Please make sure that if you are asked to follow up any student absence, that you get that done in the appropriate timeline. Moving on to the 110-minute teacher allocations, we need to finalise this in the next week, and PAC will be looking at these. Tennille has already asked for teachers to submit their requests to PAC, so if we can please do that before the end of the week so that PAC can be working through those allocations. Please be aware that this is a school resource and that PAC will be prioritising face-to-face teaching for those 110-minute allocations. We'll be having our first of our year-level assemblies on Wednesday morning. The first one will be with Year 9 students, and Amy will be giving some more details to Lesson 1 teachers as to when and where that year-level assembly will be. And I'd also like to give you an advance warning that there will be a Year 8 Parent Night on Monday, the 11th of February. That's Monday, Week 3. And we would be asking that all teachers involved in teaching Year 8s, and in particular Lesson 1 teachers, to be at that night. And again, Amy will be putting out some more details around that during this week. Leah Dorr has been working with the allocations for curriculum support staff and their deployment into classes to support students with recognised learning disability. So she will be working on that again this week and finalising that once we have our census information finalised. So please be aware that there will be some changes occurring over the next week while that gets finalised. I will be away this coming Friday with some Bright Path training alongside Tennille and Holly. And this is a focus that the English and HASS faculty would be prioritising in their work during the year. Also want to mention the fact that the leadership team has been involved in some training and development delivered by Amy Kayser. And the focus of this has been on the teaching and learning cycle, with a particular attention around improving the writing of all of our students. And I will be expecting that curriculum leaders will be starting to send information to their curriculum staff with regard to this. And this will all really come to a head during our student free day on Monday, the 20th of May, which is the first day of week 4 in term 2. I want to draw your attention to the methods of communication. We've had a long conversation regarding this at the second half of 2018, and what I would like us to consider is that we use the email system for any information that's coming in from the department or from other schools. So that would be the main communication for that, that we use our sector software to communicate directly with families and also students, and use the online lessons as the basis of that communication, backed up with direct messages, and that information being broadcasted out to faculties or groups of staff, like teachers or support staff, that we use the Office 365 package and in particular Teams. What we are trying to do is to limit the broadcast messages using direct messages and also email that tends to clog up the system. Broadcast messages seem to be often missed by staff just because of their volume. So please be aware that broadcast messages will, on the whole, be pushed through Teams. to stop a waste of people's time. One of the other considerations that the executive leadership team has begun to look at is the continued issue of students leaving school grounds during break time and the significant implications that has on the promotion of school with students being down the street without a particular reason. I'm obviously concerned about the legal ramifications of that. If one of our young people got into trouble or was hurt while they were down the street without parent consent and certainly without school knowledge, that really comes back to being worried about the fact that if there is an evacuation, that we know who's on site when. So I've asked Casey Richardson to follow that up as a process, and we'll be looking at that again at the end of this coming week to put a proposal to staff around how we're going to tackle that during first term. We will start our Tuesday morning staff meetings beginning this coming Tuesday at 8:30. Please make sure you're all in the staff room prior to 8:30, and we'll kick that off at exactly 8:30. That really is just a snapshot staff meeting, and we'll need to get some agenda items from you prior to the beginning of that staff meeting. We want to have that finished within 10 minutes, giving you 5 minutes to get to your lesson one commitments. I'd like to wish all of you a very busy week two. I'm really impressed with the way that we kicked off with both week zero and week one, and I'm really keen to continue in that positive spirit. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all again at work this week. To finish off like we normally do, why haven't you ever seen any elephants hiding up trees? This is because they are really good at it. Thanks, everybody.